listening to the IELTS podcast. Learn from tutors and ex-examiners who are masters of IELTS preparation. Your host, Ben Worthington.
Hello there, IELTS students. In this tutorial, we are looking at some speaking topics from the new speaking booklet that has recently been offered or introduced into the exam sessions. So as we said before, every 4 months a new booklet is introduced, okay? So every 4 months one of them is changed. So there's usually two booklets at each exam session, and each examiner is given one booklet or the other, and every 4 months one of these booklets is changed. So between January and April there's a booklet, between May and August, and then between September and December. Okay, so each year two new booklets are introduced and a total of four booklets are in use over the year. Okay, so each booklet has around 25 topics. Okay, so if there's four different booklets each year, that means we've got over 100 topics. However, we've got some of the topics from the recent booklet, and although, as we've just covered, with so many topics, so many booklets, it probably wouldn't be advisable to just focus on certain topics, hoping that you get those certain topics. However, what would be advisable is at least getting ready for the style of questions, getting ready and listening to sample answers, and just, you know, getting your brain ready to answer these types of questions. Because, for example, we've got one topic, it's called education and work. The first question would be, describe an activity you did at your school or workplace. Now, describing is a skill in itself, yeah? If I can describe what I did at school or at a workplace, I can probably describe an activity that keeps me healthy. I can probably describe a time when I used my mobile phone in an emergency. So what we're really looking at here would be description skills. Okay, and as we said in the previous tutorial, in the tutorial we've done before, later on you're going to get questions which ask you to analyze, to agree, to disagree, to suggest causes and effect, to predict, to hypothesize. Okay, but at the first part of part three, you usually get questions about identifying, classifying, comparing, and contrasting. So you could probably gauge whereabouts you are in part three depending on the questions that you're getting asked. Anyway, let's go into some of the question topics and some sample answers. I'll give you the questions first, and you can start, you know, maybe priming your brain, giving it a quick warm-up into what kind of answers you would give. So number one, topic number one, education and work. Describe an activity you did at your school or workplace. Another question, describe an activity you did at work, school, or in sports as part of a team. Topic number two, health. Describe something that you do that keeps you healthy. Describe an article on healthy living that you read in a magazine or online. Describe an energetic person that you know. Number three, technology. Describe a time you were not allowed to use your mobile phone. Describe a useful piece of equipment, but not a computer, that you use at home. Describe an important text message that you recently received. Number 4, personal growth. Describe a talent you have and want to improve. Describe a time you set a goal for yourself. Describe a plan you have for the future, but not related to work or studies. Describe an ideal job that you want to do in the future. Describe a time when you tried to do something, but it was not very successful. Describe a time when you received some important information. Now, as I've said before, perhaps you can listen to this again and you can just jot down a few bullet points of what you would say. Or ideally, you would record yourself on your phone and push yourself to give an answer. And it's important that I should say at this point in time that you hear the question and you think, oh yeah, I could talk about that, that's not difficult. Trust me, when you do start talking about it, the blanks start appearing, not only in your memory about what actually happened, but also in your language skills. And so you've got two problems then. You've got to, one, not only find or possibly create the memory, if you do intend on telling porkies or little white lies, but second, you've also got to find the language to describe this situation, to describe the situation that you had. So there's two challenges there. And just thinking that you will be able to do it is not enough. That's why it's a really good idea to jot down a few ideas, or even better, speak into your phone, record it, and you will quickly see, you will quickly discover there are blind spots. There are blind spots in your language skills, and those are what you want to work on. So anyway, let's get into it. Describe an activity you did at your school or workplace. Well, at one workplace, when I used to be a teacher at an academy in Spain, one of the activities we did was teach students with flashcards. And honestly, I really enjoyed it because it was a really effective way of teaching. And the students, once they adapted and learnt the system we were working in, they really loved it as well because their grades started going up considerably, and it really seemed like a win-win situation because the students were happy, I was happy because my students were improving, the parents were over the moon. It just seemed such an enjoyable activity and effective. That would be an activity I did at a workplace. There we go. So I just rounded off the question. I finished. You know, I gave some details there, flashcards, and explained. Went a little bit further than just describing the activity. I put in some character there, some personal anecdotes. Next one, health. Describe something you do that keeps you healthy. Well, to be honest, I am quite health conscious. So I do quite a few things. For example, I really watch my diet. I try to avoid fatty foods because those are said to be quite bad for you. But I guess the biggest factor that keeps me healthy is probably my sports routine. I quite enjoy doing sports, especially running, yoga, and sometimes boxing. But recently, because I've been traveling quite a bit, I've gotten back into running. And just this morning, I went for a long run along a canal near where I'm staying, and it was just simply beautiful. Okay, I'm probably not going to tell the examiner that I was coughing and nearly dying while I was running. But I would just, you know, I'm going to end. It was beautiful at the end. I could see the sun poking through the trees, see the canal, so the wildlife, some ducks and squirrels and all that. I'll give the examiner a more positive side. I'm not going to say that I was coughing and cold and stiff for the first few minutes of the run. It's not necessary to go into that level of detail. You know, I'll just say, yeah, I love doing it, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, again, and going into detail, I gave not just one activity, I kind of gave an overview, but then I just quickly went back to the question and kept it focused, kept it on topic of describing something that keeps me healthy. There we go. Next topic, technology. Describe a time you were not allowed to use your mobile phone. Well, to be honest, this is quite difficult because nowadays, in most cases, I can use my mobile phone, especially because I work remotely. And I don't really have a manager or, you know, I'm in a situation where I'm not allowed to use it. However, we do have a rule, my partner and me, that when we're having a meal together, something just as simple as a breakfast or a lunch, that we turn the phone over, screen down, and it's aside, and it's just me and her, and we're talking with each other. Because personally, I get a little bit irritated when I'm talking to somebody and they're looking at the screen, and it's kind of rude. So we have this rule where we're not allowed to use our phones while we're eating. I don't think it's actually a permission. We are allowed, but we just don't do it. So just to clarify, but it's the closest I can get to this, to the question at the moment. Okay, so there we go. It was quite clear. There was a justification. I developed the answer. Okay, I just developed it. I said why, because it might seem a little bit strange to some people that, you know, you can't look at your phone while you're with your partner. But I gave the context. When we're having a meal, screen over, phones upside down, and that's that. Number four, personal growth, ambition. Describe a talent you have and want to improve. Well, to be honest, I think it would be generous to say it is a talent, but I definitely want to improve in this area. I've been practicing yoga for quite a while, and if anybody saw me, they would definitely not say I have a talent. However, I definitely want to improve, and I go through bursts. I will sign up for an intensive course and get really into it, get a routine, and then I may stop for a few months and go and get stiff, and my joints get stiff again. But then once I get back into it, I start improving quickly. Eventually, I want to reach instructor level, but it's taking a while because I'm stopping and starting, and the pandemic with lockdowns and centers closing down and then restrictions isn't helping either. However, it's questionable whether it's a talent, but I definitely want to improve. There we go. I was quite a little bit self-deprecating there. maybe I do have a talent if you compare me to, I don't know, a 300 kilo obese grandma, whatever. Maybe I've got a talent compared to that person. But yeah, I wouldn't say it's a talent, especially when I see other people. However, I do want to improve, you know. So it wasn't as if I totally changed the direction of the question. I just acknowledged it's probably not a talent, but I definitely want to improve. So we've got time for a couple more questions. Describe a time you set a goal for yourself. Well, actually, fairly recently I discovered I'm going to be a father, and my partner is a non-native English speaker, and I need to learn her language, basically, because our child is going to be bilingual. And so I've set my goal, the goal I've set myself for myself is to speak Hungarian, and it was going really well. I was getting an hour in every morning with my tutor, but then travel came, disrupted my plans, and I'm finding it hard to get back into it. However, I still have a goal to have at least a basic conversation before the end of the year. a very basic conversation. We're talking A1, A2 level. And that's my goal for myself. There we go again. So that was a little bit unclear for me anyway, because we could say describe you a time you set a goal for yourself. I set a goal, but it still hasn't attained. But I could also talk about a goal that I set 10 years ago and I achieved. So it's quite open-ended there. Now, describe a time when you tried to do something, but it was not very successful. Okay. Well, I would like to tell you about the time I decided to learn salsa. I had some Latin American friends and some Spanish friends who were encouraging me, and I thought it would be quite fun to learn, especially because it was something that I would never normally do. I'm more into sports, yoga, boxing, running, and dancing, just something out of my comfort zone. So I was attracted to do it, and I did a few courses. I even did a few intensive courses. And after I finished these courses, once I went back into like a nightclub and started dancing salsa, and the woman I was dancing with, she said, "Is this your first time dancing?" And I just smiled. I said, "Yes," because I did not want to admit that I'd been doing courses all summer. So I guess that was definitely a time I wasn't that successful. And since then, I've learned that sometimes I can force it and really put in like insane amounts of determination and still not progress. And in other cases, I think my biggest takeaway though, was just to admit that it's not for me and just to change course, just to quit. Okay, so that's it from us today. If you want to carry on improving with your speaking, we've got the IELTS Speaking Confidence course, we've got the writing course, and we're having a lot of success with this. We've got students lined up for more success interviews. Hopefully, we'll be interviewing you soon once you've passed. And remember, we're here to help you improve your score, to help you get better, to help you pass this test and get to Canada, Australia, the US, or the UK, wherever you want to go, wherever IELTS is going to take you. We can help you get that IELTS exam. So my name's Ben Worthington. Remember to sign up for some IELTS materials if you want some model essays, some discount coupons for the courses, and some special offers for the essay feedback service we've got. So you just go to IELTSpodcast.com, sign up, and you'll get those coupons. And if you've got any friends who think that they would benefit from listening to this podcast, send it to them as well. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
IELTSpodcast.com.